We truly believe that this process is why we have such a strong team culture and have been able to grow our business so quickly.
You are listening to Hustle with Heart with your hosts, Dr. Andy and Dr. Jacinta. Are you a small business owner with big goals, but not into selling your soul, freedom, and joy in exchange for success? If yes, you're in the right place.
Stick with us and we will teach you the exact strategies and tools we have used to successfully blend our work and family life with ease, all while growing an aligned seven-figure business and helping transform over 5,000 clients' lives.
Welcome to our inner circle, where nothing is off limits. It is time to align your business and heart.
Let's dive in. Welcome to episode 16 of the Hustle with Heart podcast, how to recruit your next team member for life, our personal recruitment process. In today's episode, we will be covering why a clear recruitment process is so vital for your business success, how to figure out who you need to hire, how to manifest them, and how to attract them.
But before we start, do you follow us on Instagram yet? We share lots of valuable content to help you up-level in life and business every week. Search our handle at Hustle with Heart Podcast.
You guys are in for a massive treat today because we are spilling all the beans on our juicy recruitment process, which we have been developing for many, many years. We've been wanting to do this episode for a while now, and it's something that we are literally asked all the time. And we truly believe that this process is why we have such a strong team culture and have been able to grow our business so quickly. So buckle up and get out your notepad and a hot beverage or a glass of wine and get ready to take notes. Our first key point for recruiting for life is to get clear on what you want. So without getting clear, then you are going to hire some random person that may not actually do what you need them to do in your business and fill that hole. So get out pen and paper and write down what are the holes in your business that you need this team member to fill.
Sort of reminds me a little bit of when I hear people talk about dating, when they've gone through a whole bunch of people that don't serve them and then they write down exactly what they want, their negotiables and non-negotiables, and they use that as their template to find their next partner. It's the same when you're recruiting. You really need to know what you want and what you don't want, what you're happy to forego and what your non-negotiables are so that you hire the right person.
And I'm reminded a little bit about the Nailing Your Niche episode that we did, because this is the depth to defining the person that we are looking for to recruit in our business. So we literally go through archetypes. What type of archetypes do we want them to have? What type of human design, like energy type, do we want them to have? What are their values? Potentially age range, whether or not they're good with kids. If they are a dog person, it's really
they
detailed.
They have to be a dog person. If you want to work for us, you have to be a dog person.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, who isn't?
Absolutely. And quite often, a mistake I see people make is they try to hire themselves, or they see traits in a person that they see valuable because they have those same traits, where really sometimes you want someone who has different strengths than you. So for example, neither Andy and myself are very detail-orientated people. We're big ideas people. So for our business to move forward and for our goals and our inspirations to come to life, we need someone that can dot the I's and cross the T's, because we know that we miss that. So when we are hiring, we're thinking, okay, we need someone with Excel spreadsheet capabilities that is, yeah, almost like that perfectionist type.
Mm-hmm. But not a perfectionist, because that is not admirable to want to be a perfectionist.
Correct.
Side note. Key point number two is all about attraction. So, okay, you know what the holes are in your business. You know who you want to attract down to their eye color. And you've written all of those things down, and you have, so we actually do that clarity piece and that manifestation piece with our management. So management and Jacinta and I, we are all on the same page. We know exactly the person that we are looking for. And you've heard that saying, two brains are better than one. Well, it's absolutely true, especially when you're manifesting. You want everybody to be on the same wavelength. So how do we attract this person? So personally, in open space, we love videos. You get so much information from a video compared with a written Word document. You get to hear their tone of voice, see their body language. And quite often when we are making a hire, we need that person to be presentable and to be able to communicate articulately.
That's right. And we love video so much that we also add video into our ad. So our process is we meet with management, we figure out the person that we need, then we write our video ad script, and then Andy and I meet up and we film this video ad for that new person. So we go over what we're needing, you know, where the gaps are, what sort of person that we're looking for. We also talk about the things that we don't want. So this reminds me of when we recruited for our last associate, our last chiropractor, we put in there that they must have certain skills. And so what you're doing is, what is important is when you're recruiting, sometimes you can have an influx of resumes and people knocking at your door. However, there's poor quality. So if you are very clear about what you're wanting and what you're not wanting, and you communicate that, then those people that don't have those qualities are more than likely not going to apply.
Yes. And so therefore you save your time and your energy, and you may only get a handful of applicants. However, they will be top shelf applicants.
That's right.
So think about where your person is going to hang out, like where they are, and that will determine where you're going to advertise for them. So we obviously have quite a strong social media presence, and so we put our ads on our social media. As well, we upload our ad to Seek. Sometimes if we want to target specific audiences, we will sponsor our ad on Facebook. Also, specifically for associates, for chiropractic associates, we have some really great Facebook groups that we know the majority of chiropractors are members of. So we will advertise within those groups. So think about where they're hanging out, and then advertise appropriately, and always put in a closing date and be very, very specific on exactly what you are needing from them to determine their viability. So for example, we always ask for a short video introducing themselves, a cover letter, and a resume. And then this segues beautifully into our next point, which is monitoring really well and, you know, dividing and delegating those candidates.
That's right. So we are literally ruthless when it comes to this process. And that is because we know that the strength of our business is equal to the strength of our weakest employee.
Team member.
Yeah. And luckily we have all very strong team members because of this recruitment process. But literally, if someone doesn't include a cover letter, they're in the bin. If they don't address Andy and I by name in that cover letter, they're in the bin because we have introduced ourselves. So, you know, we're looking for that sort of that they've looked and seen what we're all about. We also ask them to do a video. So if they don't provide the video, then we don't look at their resume. And so literally out of the 300 or so resumes that we receive every time we recruit, we only look at about 8 of them.
Yeah. Makes your job so much easier. Yeah.
And they're all so great because if someone has jumped through the hoop to write a cover letter and submit a video, then you know that that person wants to be with you.
Yeah. And you only want people in your business who love your business and who really, really want to be in your business. And we had such a great number of quality of applicants last time we recruited for our front desk support staff that we actually opened up an additional role because we couldn't choose between them. so yeah, that's saying something. Now it's time to weed out your candidates. So this is a really thorough process that we have developed over the years, and it's something that we are very strict about because we have had experiences in the past with team members that were not a good fit, and we've had to performance manage them out. And you know, it was really stressful, like for a good 6 to 9 months or so, and it drains you. You know, you have to get lawyers involved potentially, so you don't ever want to be in that situation. So, yeah, think about, okay, this may be additional work, however, it is a stitch in time saves 9. So what we do, if they have provided all of that information and we really love them and we think that they are worth a go, then we will send out a first round email to them with 3 different times for a 15-minute phone interview. Now, we also ask for their best contact number. If they don't email back with their best contact number, then we don't call them because they can't read instructions properly.
And you need someone who, remember, we're looking for someone who is detail orientated and they're demonstrating quite clearly that they're not detail orientated from the get-go. So we know that they're not a good fit.
Yeah. And so we call them for that 15-minute phone interview, take notes as well to potentially bring to their face-to-face panel interview. And if they do pass that phone interview, if we are interested still in that candidate, then we will move on to the second email.
That's right. And when we're talking in that phone interview, there is some very specific things that we ask in this interview. And it's more to, number one, gauge how they communicate on the phone to see whether or not they're actually good communicators, because a lot of their role, if they're in the practice, will be talking to clients on the phone. We ask questions like, why have you applied for our company specifically? Because we want them to demonstrate that they have done their research. So if we hear things like, I looked at your website and it really aligns with my values because you're holistic and you do all these different things. And we know that, number one, our values align, which is a big tick, but number two, that they've done their homework essentially. And then we also ask the final question of, why should we hire you over somebody else, which allows them to share all of their talents, essentially, all of the things that are the sparkly bits that could add value to the company that maybe you wouldn't know if you didn't ask that question.
And then if we're satisfied with their phone interview, then we move on to the second email, which is an emotional intelligence questionnaire. So we want to make sure that all of our team members are emotionally intelligent, and they have to score above 80% in this questionnaire. We use a specific one from Queendom, and there's over 300 or so multi-choice questions. So it's a bit of an investment for the candidate to actually go and complete this intelligence questionnaire. And yeah, it's self-explanatory. If they meet the above 80% criteria, then we move on to the next phase. If they don't, then we say that they were unfortunately unsuccessful. So after a week or so, you will have a handful of candidates, hopefully, that you are interested in getting to know more. And so we batch our face-to-face interviews and we make them 30 minutes. And we have a panel of people in that interview because everybody is going to have their own perspectives on someone. We also like to bring in our partners and, you know, have mixed genders because obviously, you know, a feminine and a masculine perspective are going to be different. So we set those or batch those face-to-face panel interviews. And when the candidate arrives, we have their specific direct report. So the person in the company that they're going to be reporting to, greet them and introduce everybody on the panel and lead the questions throughout that interview.
And the reason why that is important, if you're not going to be the one managing them and you have a manager that's going to be managing this person, it's important to set the scene as to who they will be led by from the get-go. And so that is the very specific reason why we have management do that job.
Yes. And obviously they're going to be the person working the closest with this team member. So their opinion is very important as well. And we love pattern interrupting because, you know, they've probably gone to many interviews and have all of the basic questions remembered in their head, like what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, where do I see myself in a few years, etc. We like to open with a interrupting question that catches them on the back foot and kind of breaks that ice, so we can get a glimpse into their true personality. So the question, drum roll, that we open with is, if you were at a party, what would you be doing? And their answer, it kind of gives us a bit of an insight into their archetypes as well and their personality, which is really cool. I love it. Throughout the interview, watch their body language and pick up on the words that they use and see if those words match with your cultural words. You should have already figured these out if you've been following along. And at the end of the interview, we get them to do a couple of really basic questionnaires, one to test whether or not they have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. Really, you know, we hire based on cultural fits and values. We know that we can teach skills, but in order for them to actually learn the skills, they have to have a growth mindset. If they're fixed, then no amount of training, etc., is going to be able to get them to the level that we need them to be. And we do a positivity questionnaire. So we really look for them to have a positive mindset.
Now you might be thinking here, wow, that sounds like a lot, and it sounds like that interview must be super scary for the candidate. Obviously, we're nice people and we're warm and we're welcoming and you will be the same. I think the point that we're trying to make here is this is one of the biggest decisions that you can make for your business. Your team and the people that are in it are crucial to its success. So it needs to be taken seriously, and that pre-frame of what the role will entail, especially if you're a very driven company and you're movers and shakers, the people in your team are going to be invested in that. And so from the get-go, if you set the scene that, wow, these people are they're organized, they're motivated, they are serious about their work, then you will, just like your niche and your customer, you will attract the people that align with that mentality, and you will repel the ones who are just there for a job to make some cash, because that is not what you're wanting if you're wanting your business to succeed. You want someone that's in there that is passionate and wanting to create something that's really special in this world with you.
Now for today's takeaways. Get clear on who you want and manifest them. Hire for their values and mindset, and be slow to hire and sleep on it if you need to.
In our next episode, we'll be unveiling our top health tips for optimum performance. But before you go, remember to share with us what you loved about this episode in our Instagram DMs at Hustle With Heart Podcast.